From the President's Desk by Mark Riccobono. From the Associate Editor. The advocacy work of the National Federation of the Blind is not limited to what happens at Washington Seminar or to passing resolutions at our national conventions. There is continued need for follow-up on our legislative initiatives and on our priorities as expressed in resolutions. Also, our government takes, or fails to take, regulatory or other actions that demand our immediate response. In addition, government entities are often required to solicit comments from the public when they propose new regulations. It is the job of our advocacy and policy team to monitor developments and the job of our president to inform government officials of our concerns as they arise. Here are some recent letters that President Riccobono sent on behalf of blind Americans. Readers can always check nfb.org/advocacy for the latest letters and policy statements that we have issued. Comments on the proposed rule regarding the accessibility of electric vehicle charging stations. November 1, 2024. Christopher Kuczynski, General Counsel, United States Access Board, 1331 F Street, Northwest, Suite 1000, Washington, D.C., 20004. R.E., Docket Number ATBCB-2024-0001, RIN 3014-AA48. Dear Mr. Kuczynski, the National Federation of the Blind is the premier membership and advocacy organization of blind Americans. As such, we have been the vanguard in advocating for accessible transportation options for the blind. In 2011, I participated in our Blind Driver Challenge, where I successfully drove a car that had been modified to communicate information to me non-visually around the Daytona International Speedway road course. With the more recent advent and promulgation of fully autonomous vehicles, we have maintained our position at the forefront in advocating that these vehicles, and all aspects associated with them, be completely non-visually accessible, because the blind of the United States are likely to benefit as much, if not more, than any other group. It is for these reasons that the National Federation of the Blind supports the Access Board's proposed rule regarding EV charging stations. We are particularly pleased with the Access Board's proposed approach of requiring 100% of EV chargers to have an accessible user interface. We are also pleased with the EV charger communication elements and features set forth in Section 709, especially the provisions in Section 709.3, 709.4, and 709.5, which require high-contrast text for display screens, non-visual status indicators for charging, and prohibiting the sole use of color coding to convey information, respectively. The inclusion of these elements in the proposed rule demonstrates an effort to ensure that blind and low-vision passengers were considered when these provisions were created. However, we encourage the Access Board to take the provisions of Section 709 further and specifically require that all elements of the charging station intended to communicate information to the user be non-visually accessible. As previously mentioned, with the proliferation of autonomous electric vehicles, blind Americans stand to benefit more than perhaps any other group when it comes to improving independent transportation. But if we face the barrier of an inaccessible charging station, then we will be once again relegated to second-class status. This cannot, and should not, be an oversight in an accessibility regulation. If the Access Board ensures the full non-visual accessibility of EV charging stations, then the provisions set forth in this proposed rule will benefit blind vehicle owners and passengers now, when we exit our EVs and those of our friends and family to operate those charging stations, and in the future when blind and low-vision Americans will be able to experience true transportation freedom as they traverse the nation's highways and side streets on our own terms without having to rely on others. As always, we appreciate the opportunity to provide feedback on the proposed rule, and we are ready to provide any assistance to the Access Board should further questions arise. Sincerely, Mark A. Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Letter to the U.S. Secretary of Education regarding the dismantling of the Digital Accessibility Unit. October 30, 2024. Dr. Miguel Cardona, Secretary of Education, United States Department of Education, 400 Maryland Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20202. Dear Secretary Cardona, The National Federation of the Blind, the transformative member and advocacy organization for blind Americans, expressed strong opposition to the dismantling of the Digital Accessibility Unit within the Office for Civil Rights. More and more, school districts and higher education institutions rely on online learning management systems, digital learning tools, and digital educational materials. Blind students in all educational settings need these tools to be accessible and usable, but too often they are not, and these students are left out and left behind. This year, the United States Department of Justice issued a final rule regarding the requirements under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, for digital accessibility, raising awareness of the requirements and providing an explicit standard of accessibility for covered entities, including educational institutions. In addition, the Unified Regulatory Agenda indicates that the Department of Education expects to issue a similar rule under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act. But accessibility is not self-executing. Enforcing these accessibility obligations requires expertise in digital learning and digital accessibility. The Digital Accessibility Unit has provided exactly such needed expertise the last several years. By all accounts, the unit has handled a large number of complaints, provided technical assistance, and improved digital accessibility at many institutions. Without a dedicated team within the Office for Civil Rights to focus on this topic, we run the risk of leaving blind students even further behind. Digital access-related complaints must be handled effectively and efficiently by a team of investigators and attorneys with specialized expertise in digital access. As the Title II rule goes into effect in 2026, we believe there will be an even greater number of complaints to the Department of Education focusing on equal access to educational websites and applications, and an even greater need for expert technical assistance needed by educational institutions. Without expert staff in place, we fear these complaints will not be handled appropriately or at all. Now is precisely the wrong time to be moving the focus away from digital accessibility. We strongly oppose this decision and ask you to reconsider the course of action to dismantle the Digital Accessibility Unit. Sincerely, Mark A. Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Letter to the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled regarding parental acknowledgement policy. October 15, 2024. Dr. Carla Hayden, Librarian of Congress, Library of Congress, 101 Independence Avenue, Southeast, Washington, D.C., 20540. Dear Dr. Hayden, it is fitting that I am writing to you on this Blind Americans Equality Day. The National Federation of the Blind is the transformative membership and advocacy organization of blind Americans, and we have had a long and productive relationship with the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. However, we have deep concerns regarding the recent policy changes implemented by the Library of Congress that affect applicants and existing patrons under the age of 18. In late June 2024, the National Federation of the Blind became aware of an emerging policy requiring parental acknowledgement for all new and existing patrons under the age of 18. This policy was not communicated to our membership during the presentation by NLS Director Jason Broughton at our national convention in Orlando in July 2024. We held a closed-door leadership meeting with Director Broughton about this issue during our convention. That meeting included the president of our National Organization of Parents of Blind Children and me, where we expressed strong concerns and were promised a follow-up conversation. That follow-up has never happened. On October 1, we received phone calls from several network libraries that informed us of the potential impact on our members. Our primary concerns are as follows. Absence of transparency. There was a lack of engagement with blind people in undertaking a very significant change in policy direction that negatively affects blind children across the country. Lack of timely communication and preparation. In August, network libraries were directed to have new applications in place by October 1 that included the parental acknowledgement requirement. However, the necessary materials for inclusion were not provided until September 30. This left network libraries with insufficient time to prepare and implement the new requirements. Impact on existing patrons. By January 1, 2025, all existing patrons under the age of 18 must have a parental acknowledgement on file or their accounts may be suspended. This abrupt policy change poses significant challenges, particularly for network libraries that are unable to comply due to legal challenges related to privacy laws in at least 3 states. This conflict with state privacy laws could result in qualified patrons being barred from accessing library services. Service disruption for patrons. Existing patrons may face suspension from the program if network libraries are unable to connect with parents or legal guardians by January 1, 2025. This is particularly concerning for students who may have moved to a new location and have not updated their contact information, or whose guardians may face language barriers. Additionally, there are concerns about the equipment use policy and the accuracy of the acknowledgement regarding access to all information in the catalog. Given these significant issues, we urge the NLS to suspend the implementation of this policy until network libraries and the community have been given sufficient opportunity to provide public comment. We suggest a suspension period of 180 days to allow for a thorough review and to ensure compliance with all state requirements and privacy laws. We further urge the NLS to carefully consider public comments and to establish a comprehensive plan for implementation that grants network libraries sufficient time to comply with all legal requirements. This will help to ensure that blind and print-disabled patrons, particularly those under the age of 18, continue to receive uninterrupted access to the vital services provided by the NLS. Thank you for your attention to this urgent matter. We look forward to your prompt response and to working collaboratively to address these concerns. Sincerely, Mark A. Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind.